FM 90.3 WJTL bringing you Crowder. Lift your head, weary sinners. Good morning to you. Happy Tuesday, 7/21.
Good morning. Weather-wise today, partly sunny, high of 87. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low of 66. And your winning Wednesday, mostly cloudy, high of 84. Right now, we're seeing 62 in Mannheim, 66 in Harrisburg and Lancaster.
Our very special guest today, Lanny Mulette, is with us from the Potter's House Ministries. And Lanny, good morning again.
Good morning.
Before we talk about Potter's House, let's talk about your life first. We've been asking our guests about their life verse and to share why it's so special to them.
Yeah, I hold on to Romans 8:28. All things work together for good for those that love the Lord and work according to His purposes. There have been many things in my life that I look at, and they were not very good. Probably the most notable is the death of a child at age 28. But that was not a good thing. But God has used that for good. And so I hang on to that. Whenever something happens to me, I just remember that He is sovereign. He has a plan and a purpose. I don't understand it, but I can yield to Him. I don't ask why. I ask, what do you want me to do?
Wow. I love that. Thank you for sharing that. And that really ties in with Potter's House and how God is working through the lives of those that you're ministering with.
It does. And even that story has been useful in helping guys who are struggling. You know, they look at where they're at, and I should say there are women too, but
sure.
I work mostly with the guys. I'm able to show them that, you know, hey, I've been through some hard stuff too, and God has walked me through it. He can walk you too.
Yeah.
And they take inspiration from that.
Yeah, definitely. So you're working with guys and gals who have been facing addiction and trying to work their way out of it, and you really use the gospel as a way of helping them cope.
Absolutely. It's heart change that makes the difference.
Yeah.
Some of them say, hey, I've been to numerous rehabs, and I'm not going to put down rehabs. They do a good thing.
Right.
But when the heart changes, something changes in the whole of the situation, and they're able to not just overcome the addiction, but experience the destiny that God has for them in their lives.
Do you have any stories?
It's not just recovery.
Do you have any stories that go with that?
Absolutely. There are many, but one that really stands out for me is a gentleman who did 9 years in a state penitentiary, came to us. He had been touched by the Lord in the penitentiary, but he came to our program because he wanted to grow. In fact, he told me the other day, his family tried to talk him out of it because they had a job and a car and all this for him back home. But he knew if he went back home, he wasn't quite ready to put into practice what he had learned in his faith. So he came to Potter's House, and it was a little difficult sometimes. I had to tell him the story about the children of Israel wanting to go back to Egypt.
Perfect.
That made a difference for him. And so moving forward, he now has a fantastic job. He's well respected by the owner of the company. They've told me that several times, how much they appreciate him. He's now married. He's a house manager for us. So he's actually putting into practice all the things that he learned. And
love
that's exciting to see.
That's exciting.
That's a life changed.
Yeah, definitely. If folks want to hear more about the life changes through the Potter's House, they could come out to your event, not only get some stories, but they could also hear some great comedy, enjoy some great food, and support what God is doing through your ministry.
That's right. On Thursday, September 11th at Shady Maple, we're going to have what we call a friendraiser. I mean, it is a fundraiser, but it's also a friendraiser.
Sure.
And Ryan and Friends will be one
Perfect.
Of the featured acts. And then Gordon Douglas, who is just a funny, funny guy, and who actually has been a real friend to our ministry. This is our fourth comedy show, and Gordon has been in all four.
That's
and
awesome.
And he pretty much has been behind bringing in the acts that come to us. But this year, it's a local show.
Yeah.
And we're excited about it. We're also going to have the opportunity to hear more about the ministry and raise an offering for the ministry. Several business sponsors have put forward the money so that we can cover the upfront expenses. And it's not a cheap event.
Right.
Shady Maple.
Right.
But you can come. You can sign up. You need to do it by August 27th. But you can come and enjoy the meal, enjoy the show, hear about the ministry, and then have the opportunity to participate with your funds and perhaps even become a volunteer and get involved. These are great people. I mean, they get a bad rap in society because they've made some bad decisions. But when you get the substance out of them and you get to know them, these are really special people. And I just love seeing God move in these lives.
I know you love the people you're working with.
I do.
That's awesome. So it's free, but you have to get a registration before August 28th.
That's 27th.
27th. Sorry yes. about that. Mm-hmm. It's coming up September 11th. It's at Shady Maple.
Yes.
Great night of comedy, great night of testimonies, great night of food, and a great opportunity for you to support what God is doing through the ministry of the Potter's House. How can people get their registrations?
Okay, the best way to do it is to go to our website, thepottershouselancaster.com, and be sure to get the Lancaster in there or you'll end up in Texas. But that's the best way. It's an online sign up. It will also have a phone number. They can call me if they are not happy about being online.
But. Which does happen to a few
there's
people.
There's a few of us, yeah.
Well, that would be 717-919-0316.
So. The Potter's House Comedy Friendraiser is coming to Shady Maple September the 11th. It's going to be Ryan and friends Gordon Douglas. Great food, great laughs, great fun, great fellowship and testimony. And you need to get your tickets by August the 27th. They are free, but you do need to register. Go to thepottershouselancaster.org and get your...
.com.
Oh, it says .org on your
the
paper.
The email is .org.
Oh, sorry about that.
The website is .com.
Okay, so .com. There you go.
.com.
Or just Google it. So, Lanny, thank you so much for being with us today. We love having you here.
I really appreciate being here.
Yeah, thanks for the Cheez-Its, too.
Yes, Cheez-Its.
Back to the music with Chris Tomlin. How good it is on WJTL.